Welcome to Mystical Dispute, the Limited Magic the Gathering Debate Podcast. I'm Garrett, a.k.a. G-Guards.
And I'm Carl, a.k.a. Tuda Cubed.
And today we are going to discuss Lunark Veteran.
Lunark Veteran is a white common for one mana, one power, and one toughness. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain one life. It has disturbed for one white and one colorless. And on the backside,
you have Luminous Phantom, a 1/1 flying. Whenever another creature you control leaves the battlefield, you gain one life. And if it would be put in a graveyard, exile it instead. My take on Lunark Veteran? This card initially looked really bad to me, but it very clearly is not. But I'm still unconvinced it's a top common.
And my take on Lunark Veteran is that it is a meta breaker. It is good with most of the top commons in the format, and it is good against most of the top commons in the format.
This is going to be a spicy one because this one's a really hotly debated card. I think a lot of people didn't like the way it looked at first, and then the data shocked everybody.
It did.
Because to me, it looks like, you know, it's a one mana 1/1, which is historically not a very good limited card.
And I think even after seeing all the data for me, all of my instincts tell me that take other cards above this card. It's not as good as it looks as a one mana 1/1. It's Mons Goblin Raiders. However, when you start to think about it and break it down, there's so much to this card.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I completely believe you, but you are still going to have to convince me on this one.
Well, let's try to do that.
All right, let's get into
Data Crunch.
What does the data say about this card? Where is it good and where is it bad?
Lunark Veteran has the fourth highest game in hand win rate of all commons, topped only by Revenge of the Drowned, Ecstatic Awakener, and Organ Hoarder.
Nothing's going to beat Organ Hoarder.
It is above average in all four white archetypes, but it's especially good in black-white, where you've got some sacrifice synergies.
Right, right.
And blue-white, where you've got spirit synergies and disturb synergies. Despite being the fourth highest win rate card in the entire set, it is picked the 16th highest. So that means there's 15 cards that are picked higher than it on average, which kind of confirms the community's hesitancy about taking the card.
I hear that.
So with that, let's get into
Pulse Check.
Does the community over or underrate it at large?
I mean, that's why we're doing this episode, right? This was a big drama piece, hotly debated on Twitter, with a tweet from Limited Master Mike Sigrist, who begged the community to please stop casting Lunark Veteran against me because he thought it was so bad. So the stats and I feel like the pulse check on the community's reaction to the card are completely out of whack. This is like one of the more controversial cards that I can think of.
And on top of that, it wasn't just Mike in that particular Twitter thread.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was a whole bunch of other folks. LSV came out at that point and said, both sides of that card have combined to do stone zero in every game I've played against it. And Andrew Cuneo actually came in on the other side. I've actually had the card be pretty good for me. Amy the Amazonian says, one sided Soul Sisters, still good.
So obviously it's a really contested card in the community, but what do we think about it?
Rank it.
Where do you take it in the pack, and when do you play it, and when do you not play it?
So for me, I am now begrudgingly taking it over all the other white commons. At the beginning of the format, I was taking Search Party Captain first, probably Gavinny Silversmith second, and then this card third. As I started to play with it more and realize some of the synergy and the power that it has, when I see that Search Party Captain and Lunark Veteran in the pack, I am closing my eyes and clicking on the Lunark Veteran button and confirm pick.
Yeah, because for me, I take both those two cards you mentioned above it still. You know, I just find those cards to be so much more impactful on games, but obviously the data backs up that it's very powerful. One of the things that I noticed about all the white commons is that they don't stack together super well, and Lunark Veteran for me is not an exception to that. You can't just play like six Lunark Veterans or four Lunark Veterans in your deck because they just don't attack for a lot of damage. And the same is true for the Search Party Captain because it is a four drop still. You know, obviously you can curve into it. And then Gavinny Silversmith, which is also just always a four drop and an aggressive four drop at that, and Gavinny Trapper, you can't have too many of those because it's too mana hungry. It's hard for me to place where I'm going to take it in the pack. Basically, I just want two of each in my white decks.
Well, I certainly agree with you on Gavinny Trapper and Gavinny Silversmith. Can't have too many four drops. The two mana tap doesn't stack terribly well, so certainly agree there. Search Party Captain, I disagree wholeheartedly. I want to have the nine Search Party Captain deck where I play seven consecutive Search Party Captains on one turn for one mana. And then Lunark veteran, I think it just really depends on the deck that you have. Certainly, if you've got a green-white aggressive deck that's looking to beat down, you don't just want five Lunark veterans in the deck. And if you prioritize it that way, it's just not going to work out all that well. Conversely, if you have one of these white-black decks where you have a bunch of different things or you want sacrifice fodder, I'll play a ton of them. If you have a blue-white deck, kind of the flavor that has lots of like Organ Hoarders and Search Party Captains and Shipwreck Sifters and value cards, it stacks actually pretty darn well. I've had a ton of games where I've been at 40 plus life as a result of these veterans, and I can just ignore all the damage that's coming at me. And finally, I'll mention a very specific situation. Lunark Veteran takes the card Ominous Roost from pretty bad to an absolute unbeatable bomb.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I only want to play Lunark Veteran where it's in those extremely synergistic decks, like the Disturb deck, or you've got a lot of tokens, you want to go wide, the Black-White Sacrifice deck. But like, if I don't have any of those things, I don't want to play Lunark Veteran.
And what decks do you not have those things in, Garrett?
I mean, fair point.
I think what you're describing is bad decks.
So you're saying I should get good.
Get good, noob.
But it's true. I mean, I think one of the powerful things about Lunark Veteran that I didn't realize, that's not immediately obvious, is that it does work with what all the other color pairs are trying to do. Like, it does have that synergy innately. It just doesn't seem like it had any synergy outside of just the one Disturb deck or something.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through a list of the top 16 commons.
All right.
Based on this impact win rate, basically game in hand win rate adjusted for game length, and talk about all of the different synergies that the card has with the card, and is Lunark Veteran good playing against that card?
All right.
Organ Hoarder, number one, gains you life, and Organ Hoarder finds more creatures, so you're going to get multiple triggers out of that. Also, it gives you time to gain value out of a relatively weak tempo body. Ecstatic Awakener, Sack Fodder, Revenge of the Drowned, removal sucks against it. It's good against the Decayed Token because it mitigates life loss, and it's good with the Decayed Token, you're gaining a life. Diagraph Horde gains three life, and he flips Luminous Phantom, can gain two more life, and it's great against it because it mitigates the life loss from the Decayed Token. Shipwreck Sifter's pretty obvious. It's a Spirit Falcon Abomination, good with it because it gains you two life, good against it because it's got a Decayed Token. Flip the Switch, good against Decayed Tokens, good with Decayed Tokens. Startle, good against Decayed Tokens, good with Decayed Tokens. Eaten Alive, Sack Fodder, Olivia's Midnight Ambush, removal sucks against it. Blessed Defiance, you can trade up and add a Spirit. Siege Zombie, Lunark Veteran laughs in the face of Siege Zombie. Eccentric Farmer, you can mill into it as a Disturbed Creature Search Party Captain. It plays both Mana Dork and Soul Warden, and it finds you more creatures to play. Fate Hook Angler, it creates two bodies for two life, and it trades with it on both sides and gets value in the process and costs less mana. And it's one hell of a model American.
Well done. You blew me away with that one. We're going to flip the meta on its side. Everybody's going to be first picking these things after that rant.
That's right.
I love your list. And one of the points that you made several times is that the life gain is relevant. And I think that that is totally true in this format. I found this format to be kind of a race a lot more than most modern formats. So the life gain that comes attached to Lunark Veteran, four or five, or maybe even more life, just ends up making the card much more relevant. The other thing I want to say about it is that creatures in this format tend to be a little bit smaller. A 6-6 is extremely large, whereas you're mostly doing some attacks with 2-2s and 3-2s. Smaller creatures kind of define this format. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the removal in this format. There's three great removal spells.
Yep.
At Black Common and Eaten Alive, Defenestrate, and Olivia's Midnight Ambush. And that makes the bigger, chunkier creatures kind of bad as a result, which means that the smaller creatures, especially the small value creatures, kind of dominate a lot of board states.
Yeah, a lot of games are just decided by who's attacking with more 2-2s or whatever.
Absolutely. If you're just playing out a bunch of small value creatures, well, guess what? One mana, one, a little less bad. And if you're playing out seven or eight creatures over the course of the game against a whole bunch of 2-2s and 3-2s and 1-2s, that life gain starts to look pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Especially in a format with what is essentially inverse food tokens, decayed zombie tokens. They don't do anything except attack for 2-2 and try to gobble up your brains. And it creates a situation where life gain is going to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, it's undeniable that Lunark Veteran does a lot on a lot of board states, even though it's so deeply against my nature to respect a card like this.
So I think that brings up a perfect time to talk about what is actually a fairly complicated card to play with and against. So let's get into...
Instruction Manual.
How do you play with the card? How do you play against it? And how do people misplay this card?
As I just said, everything about this card is against my nature. There's play patterns where you are usually chump blocking or chump attacking with Lunarch Veteran. It hurts me on the inside, which is one of the reasons that I want to avoid the card. I'm sure that it's often correct to do these very unusual things that I'm just not used to doing to get the maximum value out of the power behind Lunarch Veteran. At its core, it's a racing card, it feels like.
It really is, and that makes it a mathematically intense card. Right?
The formulas that show up in my head when I'm trying to calculate how much life I'm going to lose on a certain attack and how much I'm going to gain just makes this card so difficult to play with.
Right? Because you got to figure out, first of all, do you want the top side of the card or do you want the bottom side of the card?
Yep.
You might want the back side of the card to start hanging in for one flying damage. You might have a lot of creatures in the battlefield that are about to die, and so you want to gain the life off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the racing situation that it can create, there's going to be a lot of nuance to it, like, hey, is one more life going to matter or is it not? Do I want to chump block or chump attack, like you said? Do I want to leave it in the battlefield to gain life for all the future creatures that I'm playing? Do I want it mm-hmm. in the yard to bring it back? And trying to figure out exactly how the game ends, either on your side of the battlefield or for your opponent, is super important into figuring out exactly how you want to play with and against this card.
The motto of this card should be, one is not zero.
That's a great tagline for the card, absolutely. One of my favorite decks to play this card in is a value creature heavy blue-white deck. So it could have some spirit themes going on, but it's a deck that's got Organ Hoarders and it's got Search Party Captains, and it's a deck that just puts a lot of creatures onto the battlefield.
Yeah.
When you are playing that deck, which Lunarch Veteran's great with because you gain 5 to 12 life, I would say, sometimes, you've got to be extremely cognizant of when you make alpha attacks, even if those alpha attacks aren't lethal. Because you get into these situations where maybe you have 8 creatures on board and your opponent's got 3 creatures on board, but your opponent's creatures are all bigger than your creatures, right?
Exactly.
You got 1/1s and 1/2s and 2/2s and 3/2s, and your opponent's got like a 4/4, a 5/5, and a 5/4 or whatever. You've got to be extremely cognizant of when you need to make non-lethal alpha attacks, because you may never be in a situation where you've got enough removal to get rid of all their creatures. But if you look at it, you do the math, maybe you can alpha attack and get in for all but 4 or 5 of their life.
Yep.
And you know that they're going to have to block some spirits, you're going to get some flyers in the back end, you can replay those flyers, and you can chip in for that last damage over the next turn or two. I win that way so often with this deck, and I think that is the single biggest mistake that people make when they're playing these style of decks.
Right, the idea of having lethal with an alpha strike that isn't just one attack, but maybe the next 2 or even 3 turns. That is something that is very difficult for me to wrap my head around because of the attrition style that I generally play as, but obviously you are Zach Alpha Anakis from the Hangover scene with the equations flying all around your head when you're trying to do the math to ping in with all of your dinky 1/1 and 2 power flyers.
Right. And one of the big downsides of an alpha attack is it leaves you wide open on the backswing for your opponents to come in.
Yep.
And that's where Lunarch Veteran shines, is that you don't care about the crackback because you've gained so much life over the course of the game that you could absorb that crackback. And usually at that point, they also can't attack you because if they do, they won't have blockers to block the second alpha attack.
Right. But the point still stands that when I see this in the pack and I see something that I know is just individually powerful, like Gavinny Silversmith or Search Party Captain, I'd rather take that because I imagine these games where I flood out or I don't get the right combination of cards and I just want the individual card power level to be good enough. I think that it's something that I'm learning, but also people overrate, and it's hard to say that in the face of this undeniable data, right? That the card is performing so well. But at the same time, I do feel like if you just jam 4 or 5 into these into your deck, you could end up with games where you just play a bunch of 1/1s and you lose because you just have to chump block a bunch of times.
If you look at the data for a deck like White Green, it is not clearly the best card. In fact, there are other cards that do better in that particular archetype. I would say that White Green archetype is more similar to your typical draft deck in your typical format, which I think is why it offends most people's sensibilities, like why am I taking this over a card like Search Party Captain or Gavinny mm-hmm. Silversmith? Because most decks in most formats look like that white-green deck where it's kind of fine. It's good. It's not great. You don't have decks very often like the blue-white deck or like the white-black deck in this format where it is off the charts fantastic. And so certainly this card is going to be archetype dependent, and you got to think about that when you're drafting it. I don't yep. disagree, but there are spots when it is fantastic.
Drafting is hard.
That it is. It is context dependent every time.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it great.
And that's why we love it, right?
There's no such thing as the same draft twice. There's no such thing as the same limited game twice. That's what makes it the best game in the world.
Couldn't agree more. So do you have any parting thoughts on Lunark Veteran?
When zombie tokens want to eat your brains, with Lunark Veteran, life you will gains.
I can't beat that. Oh, man. All I was going to say is that it's more than a one mana 1/1. Okay.
Everybody listen to this. I came up with that on the spot.
He did. He was right. Oh, my
what
God.
What a charismatic guy, this 2-cubed.
Everybody give him a round of applause.
Holy yeah. crap. You should really come watch my streams.
All right. That about wraps it up. So thanks for listening to Mystical Dispute. You can check out our website at mysticaldispute.com. I'm Garrett. You can find me at twitch.tv/gguards.
And I'm Carl. You will find me at twitch.tv/2duckcubed. That's all letters. TWODUCKCUBED.
Shout out again to 17 Lands for the data. Please check them out at 17lands.com, and you can support them on Patreon. Until next time, stay chill.
Adios.